the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Per capita peanut consumption reached record levels for the second straight year. According to the National Peanut Board, USDA and census data show per capita peanut consumption rose to an all-time high of 7.9 pounds in 2021, topping the previous record of 7.6 pounds in 2020. NPB Chairman Andy Bell tells the Georgia Farm Bureau through creative promotions, exports, and new products, things are good in the peanut industry and we keep reaching new heights. A White House fact sheet says the bipartisan infrastructure deal will improve the supply chain. The report says the infrastructure legislation will make fundamental changes that are long overdue for ports, airports, rail, and roads to ensure supply chains are more resilient and efficient from future shocks. The legislation invests $17 billion in port infrastructure and waterways and $25 billion in airports to address a variety of issues. The North American Meat Institute says the Grassley-Fisher bill to improve fairness in the cattle market ignores the analysis of beef and cattle markets by the country's leading ag economists. NAMI President Juliana Potts says in a rush to do something, the bill would replace the free market with government mandates and harm those that it intends to protect, livestock producers. According to one independent analysis using USDA data, since August, prices for producers have been well above the five-year average.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.